You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome aboard. Today we have a very, very interesting show today. Before we get started,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
I want to thank all our listeners who wrote, who have called in, inquired about my wife, Lynn. She's getting a little better. She's still in bed. She's still sick. She's getting over a double. I don't know why I draw a blank. Sheila.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. There you go. Double pneumonia. So with us today is Sheila Young. Sheila, you with us?
I am. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 5th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we are delighted to have with us.
Yes, we are. You introduce her. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Ginger Oreskovich, I cannot get that name right, who is the Rehab Services Special Senior Manager at Lighthouse of Central Florida. Welcome, Ginger, and
welcome,
your husband,
Ginger.
Terry.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We are very honored to have you here tonight so that you can help us with our
Did
very
you get your name from him?
Topic.
Terry?
You know, yes, I did.
Terry, you couldn't come up with another name? It was easy for me to say?
That's the only one, man.
And he's proud of it.
Today, we also have Dorothy behind the scenes. Dorothy, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Chris.
Yay.
Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah, Chris is back.
And Lynn, we miss you. We hope you're back soon.
Yes. Lynn, quit playing.
Yeah.
Tell Lynn to stop playing.
Yeah. And I also want to thank very, very much. We have a new member to our membership, to our organization here at the Radio Blind Radio Show.
Just Blind joined. And Beyond.
Yes, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I want to thank Paul and his mother, Betty Schopp from New Jersey, who just joined. I want to thank you so much, bottom of my heart. Thank you for joining. Today's show, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be a very heavy show. Especially the first hour. So if you can't deal with something heavy, I guess you have to turn the dial off right
no,
now.
No, don't tell them that.
Because it's different. They might not be able to deal with it. They might be able to deal with it. So at a point that I'm saying this way, last week was started something in my brain, which has been there for a long time as well. I call it mindset. Young man called in last week, started something, but he's not alone. There's a lot of folks out there with the same mindset. So we called up Lighthouse. We wanted to get someone from Lighthouse, and they said, oh, we got to have Ginger. Ginger's the lady. So Ginger's here to talk about it as well. And we're going to discuss the next, whatever we can talk about it. We'll see how many of you folks want to deal with it and you want to call in. Let's participate in today's show. The phone number, if you want to call in, is
407-894-1680.
I knew it, Sheila.
Yeah, you were hesitating.
I was doing it slow.
You were hesitating.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yes.
So we were sitting in the mid. Dorothy over here like,
407-894-1680. But I'll take the peanut gallery and say thank you. But anyway.
We have fun, Ginger.
The story is this way.
That.
The story is this way. I believe. Everybody's got an opinion. Sheila's got an opinion.
And we don't always agree, do we, Michael?
No, no. But here's my opinion of the moment. We'll see if any of you agree or disagree. It's all about mindset. It starts, as far as I'm concerned, how you're brought up as a human being. That if you have a stigma of any kind, people that are Jewish sometimes change their names, other people change whatever you want to call it because of their mindsets. They have a stigma in their brain.
people. If you're tall, you want to be shorter. If you're short, exactly. You want to be taller.
Now, here I am. I'm short. I'm Jewish.
I know.
I'm blind. I can say everything against me. But the point is,
We call that the triple whammy.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's me and my cane, baby. That's why I look at it. It's me and my cane, because the point that I'm saying is I'm a positive. I've always been a positive person. My parents built me up that way, as a positive person. Whenever something is down, just hesitate for a few minutes and try to think about the positive points of view. Too many of you outside don't look at the positive, whatever it may be, because you're always brought down by the negative. And when you're negative, you have a negative mind. And nothing is going to be good come from that, out of that. So, Ginger, tell me this. You working at the Lighthouse, right? What do you do there?
Well, I am the
Talking to the mic.
I am the senior manager of rehabilitation programming. I have oversight over all of the programs that we provide, or clinical oversight, so to speak. I'm a certified vision rehabilitation therapist, and I am the lucky winner of the genetic cesspool called retinitis pigmentosa. So
that's what Sheila has,
mm-hmm.
and Gary has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I also have my own visual impairment, and I also have a child that has Usher syndrome, who is losing both vision and hearing.
Oh my God. Sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, I am very fortunate. I have a daughter that does not need me anymore. She's done kicked me to the curb. I have people all the time ask me what my daughter's doing. And I can tell you, I absolutely have really no idea, other than right now I know that she's working as a teaching assistant at the University of Central Florida while she gets her doctorate degree in sociology.
Wow.
Yeah, she lives over on the coast, shares a house with some of her friends. And other than that, her life is way too busy to keep me posted. And I'm very proud of that, as well as a little defeated because, you know, she could call her mom once in a while. Uh-huh.
You could discuss that with my wife because she has the same problem with one of our kids.
But
and the same thing, she has a doctorate's degree.
Well, listen, Ginger, do you want me to call her up right now on the phone? Because I ain't got no problem with it, you know. come on with it.
Well, you could go right ahead and try, but I guarantee you that
she won't answer.
She won't answer.
But here's the point. Here's the point of the day. Okay, in our community, the visually impaired, the blind community, and I'm talking about the sighted people as well, because you have your own situation. You're sighted, okay, but you have your own mindset as well. And we'll discuss that in a moment. Because our show, this show, we classify our show as the bridge between the low vision, visually impaired, the blind community, and the sighted community. And I'm saying everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. Now, the question is, in your story, and all you listeners that listen to the show, everybody's got a story. So the question is this. When something happens to you, good, bad, or indifferent, how do you handle it? That's the question. Isn't that the question, Ginger? How does someone handle something? Isn't that right?
You know, this week I heard someone use the saying that perception is someone's reality. And I know that looking at life through rose-colored glasses, it's not always readily available to everyone because we all have different backgrounds.
All right, we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah. This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We're back. This is Michael, your host of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-416-6018.
That's your home number.
I got thank you, Sheila, thank you so much. Well, Dorothy said your mind is on Lynn. That's the way I said. Okay.
Let's go. Wrong number. Okay, let's go.
894-1680.
That's the first time I ever did that.
This is what happens on live radio.
In 5 years, the first time I've done other mistakes, but I never did that ever.
I'm going to start pulling out all the bloopers of Mike.
You know, that would be a funny show.
We're talking now to Ginger. And what we're talking about right now, and I want to get down to, is the mindset of basically the people come to the Lighthouse. The people who, they think they have a stigma. They don't want to use a cane because of embarrassment. They don't want to do this because of embarrassment.
Well, you know, the bottom line is not everybody's ready to use a cane at the same time. A lot of people want, you know, it depends on who you are, whether you want to hear that or not, but it's a process, and you've got to be able to identify for yourself, because your perception is your reality, and your experiences in life do a lot to dictate how you perceive being visually impaired or blind.
Some people don't want to accept it, though.
Well, you know, you don't just become visually impaired and accept it. It's a process. It's a loss. It can be a loss.
Oh yeah, when I got to the point to where I couldn't walk around independently, I went through a major depression. Major. And I was just like a lot of people. I didn't want to use a cane. You know, because I didn't want people to look at me like I was blind, because I wasn't blind. I didn't think I was. So Ginger is so right on.
So what changed your mind?
Walking into people, walking into polls.
No, I mean, what changed your mind about the feeling of the mindset that you're not embarrassed anymore and just that's the way it is?
It's that four-letter word, isn't it?
The four-letter word?
Yeah, time.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what the biggest step that I did was when I went to the rehab center in Richmond, Virginia, and our dorms were in one building and the classes were in another building and the cafeteria was in another building, and I had to go upstairs and downstairs to go from point A to point B, and I couldn't see well enough at that point to walk independently. And when I walked into the community building where we had our meeting room, and I said, I can't do this. And they said, well, the O&M instructor can't, which is orientation and mobility, can't get to you. Well, he brought me out a cane and said, here, until I can get to you, use this. And I said, what the heck am I supposed to do with this? And because I'd never had a cane, but you know, I had never even seen a cane before. And I stood up and I took that cane and I started just kind of back and forth and walked out on my own and went towards the dorm, and I went down the stairs, and oh my gosh, I felt so free at that point. It was amazing. The independence that one little step did for me, and it was a turning point.
I got a question for you all. The listeners, Ginger, Sheila, and everybody who's listening to the show at the present moment, here's a question. Why? Big word, why? Meaning, why do you have whatever you have? Why? Basically, you brought up a certain way. What made you to be the way you are now? Mm-hmm. Why? What made it? And my answer to all of you who listen to the show, it starts with you as a human being. Because if you want to have something, you can. And I believe that. Sheila Young, you don't know, people who listen to, many of you do know Sheila. A lot of you don't know Sheila. And I can't do half the things that Sheila Young can do. I admit it. I can't.
She's just a big show off. But I mean, we love her.
my wife, Lynn, probably says once a week, Michael, you're a fraud. Because I don't want to learn to use the computer. You're a fraud. You can't do all the things that Sheila can do. You don't even try. And my answer is, I don't want to learn the computer. I do, but Lighthouse doesn't do it at night, so I can't go at night.
And thanks for letting me know, because that is in my wheelhouse, and I can make that happen.
Okay, well, you know what? I am
foreseeing some evening classes.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll have to find someone to take me there, but the point is, I would like if someone could teach me, I would like to learn, because this way I'll get my wife off my back, number one. But number two, I would like to learn, period. But going back to Sheila Young, she's saying to you.
This is not the Sheila Young show, okay?
She's saying to you at one time, how'd you feel about going blind?
I told you, depressed.
Depressed. And here you are totally blind now, and you get around doing everything now.
Not everything, but
pretty
much. Well,
you don't drive. Other than driving, you pretty much do everything.
Right? I do my best.
You do your best. So the point is this way. She travels, she goes and do. So the question is, you sitting behind that desk right now, listening to the show, or you're on your sofa and crying, I'm blind, I can't do anything. Why not? Why do you think those people listen to the show right now saying they're blind or they're losing their vision? Why don't they do? Why don't they go to Lighthouse? Why don't they do something about it? What do you think that is?
What do you think, Ginger?
Well, I think that, you know, number one, a lot of people don't go because they've never heard that there are services.
Yeah, that's one. Go ahead.
And I think the other is fear.
Okay. Fear.
You're leaving your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not an easy thing to say to yourself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to get my life back.
Except one thing. Most people don't do that. right? They're whiners. They'll stay in the house, say, I can't do that, I can't do this. Right?
I think they're afraid. It is, Ginger's right. It's fear. It's, you know, they're used to and they're comfortable where they are.
Well, and you
and
know,
nobody
you,
to push
you
them,
do
that's
something,
part of the problem.
Well, you know, if you do something long enough, it becomes comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it really takes somebody seeing in you what you can't see for yourself.
That's true.
And I will tell you that I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if that right person hadn't come into my life and said to me, you know, Ginger, I think that you would make a fantastic rehabilitation therapist. And they could see in me what I could not see
for myself.
By the
way, if you want to join this discussion, call us, 407-416-6018. 407.
You did it again.
I did it again. I'm believing it again. My mind. This is my mind. 407-894-1680. I'll say it again. 407-894-1680. I'll say it one more time so my brain can hear it. 407-894-1680. So if any of you have anything to say about the conversation we're talking about, if you have enough, let's go. Chutzpah to call up and discuss what's on your mindset of why people sit there and don't do squat. They just sit there and they may listen to the show. They don't call up. They don't participate. The question is, why not? They're afraid to call up. Well, we're not going to bite you. Listen to all the mistakes I'm making. I'm not shooting myself. Just me. That's another thing. You see, I can laugh at myself. I do it all the time. I don't, let's say this way. I learned a long time ago, if you can't laugh at yourself, who is going to laugh at you or with you? You got to laugh at yourself first. So the point is, I am not perfect. I've never claimed to be perfect.
That's a good thing.
I never claimed to be perfect. So the point that I'm saying is this way. I want you all to enjoy this show. I want you to learn from this show. But I want you also, I would love people, if we can help a few people today, to call a lighthouse or to get up and call some other organization if you're in California or if you're in New Jersey, because every city has some kind of organization that you can talk to if you are losing your vision. Would you say that right, Sheila? Would you say that right, Ginger?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a lot of places throughout the United States, if there's not a place within your vicinity, there are state agencies that will help you connect to resources that are the closest to you.
And one of the other things, too, I would like you to join different places, and I'll tell you why. Because if you don't know a blind person, you're losing out. Because I learned a lot since I went blind, and I have now a lot of friends that are blind as well. And I learned, I didn't know when a blind person went before I went blind. Sheila, before you lost your vision, did you know blind people?
Well, I've been low vision my whole life. I have retinitis pigmentosa as well.
So when you were a little kid growing up, you knew blind people?
No.
Okay.
No, I grew up in a sighted world.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody either. I think there was somebody when I was a little kid that lived in some remote town that I heard had a visual impairment.
But the people that I
know anybody
that are surrounded with people that are visually impaired or blind, it helps all of us together because we all connect together. Don't you think that, Sheila?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it becomes a family and it's a support system. And it's very comforting to know that you know people that are going through the same thing you're going through.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah, it's comfort. It's support. And support is so important.
You need that support, no matter, I mean, blind or not blind.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs some form of support, no matter what the case may be. Because when you got that support, you believe in yourself a little bit more. You believe in yourself a little bit tougher. Listen, we're going to go to the phone line. We got Blind Man Gary on the phone line. Blind Man Gary, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hello, Sheila and Ginger.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. You find our phone number?
Yeah, I finally figured out that phone number there, Michael. You're coming along, getting better. And I do want to say something before my thoughts come out. When you go to computer class, I'm going with you. We'll shake up that school.
Oh, here we go.
That's scary.
Now we have two people going to school.
Can I go watch?
I don't think you'd watch it. But I wanted to say about this mindset and all that and being blind the first time. And denial was my big thing. That's I'm true. Not blind. I can see you. I can see some stuff. You know, I'm okay. And give me that cane, and then and now I'm going to be a wussy. Because I've been a biker, and then I was in the Navy Seabees for 8 years. I was the rough and tough bulldozer man, cranes, and the rough and tough man. Now you're going to give me a cane, a little cane. I want to swing it back and forth. I didn't want that for nothing.
But, Gary, you would say that would be the difference, though, on our end as males. Because if we grew up where tough, where can't nothing stop us, we invincible and all that, when we do get down to that point where we need some help, we're not going to ask because that's just the stigma or the mindset that we have. If I don't do it by myself, nobody else is going to help me.
It's our pride.
I don't like that word. I don't like that word.
I don't have that word. That's not part of my dictionary.
But denial is a good word, Gary. I hadn't thought about that. Denial is a good word.
That was the big one, and that's where me and my ex and all, we fought the hardest, that denial, and to get me to go to this stupid school. Oh, man, don't even bring that up to the table. I got a school you go to that, no, I ain't blind. And finally, after about 6 months, I went just to shut her up. And you know what? I got through with them. Other people were the same shape as me, and I go, I like this. You guys are pretty nice. Then I turned. It changed my whole life. Lighthouse changed my life completely. I'm still a rough and tough man. Yeah. But that's my part that I want to put into the show, so now you got another word, denial.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to y'all later.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Yeah, if you want to call in and participate, it's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
And that's true. I had not thought about the denial.
What, denial?
Yeah, he's right. Depression, denial, it's all lumped together. But Ginger, tell us about the other services that you are over at Lighthouse.
Well, at Lighthouse Central Florida, we serve from the womb to the tomb. So we serve from babies all the way to 105. I used to say 103, but I actually had a student that was 103 recently.
You're kidding. They really did? 103?
Yes. One 103 altogether?
like a 1, a 0, and a 3.
103 years of age.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was great, because let me tell you, you would think you get to a certain point in your life and, you just kind of accept that this is the way things are. This woman was such an inspiration to me because she wanted to get the most out of every day that she could possibly get. She wanted to be able to use her smartphone to answer text messages.
There you go, Michael.
She wanted to be able communicate with her.
Stay right there. Stay with that thought. Stay with the thought. We're going to break. See you on the other side. Blind matters. I don't believe I just said that too. I really said
that's
blind
again.
And beyond. Blind and beyond. Gosh. Stay tuned. Blind and beyond.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me, and I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind-friendly grill, a blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Yeah, I think I went outside and basically killed myself because the way I'm screwing up today. But I'm back. I don't know why.
Well,
but I'm
we don't
back.
Have time for that.
Yeah, but anyway,
got time for
listen.
That.
Trivia 407-894-1680. It's going to be, we got two callers on the line right now, but before we take them, I'm going to do the trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
One of my all-time favorites right here.
I'm sure.
Ah.
Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
Now I can get on the table, right?
Wait a minute.
Sheila. My darling, darling. You're going to step on my fingers.
You're my darling, darling love.
It's getting crazy up in here.
You're my darling, darling baby. I said you're everything. As I may live. Ooh, you're my darling, darling, baby. You're my sweet and tender love.
I wish a man would sing that to me.
Okay, so who's singing that song? That's trivia time. 407-894-1680. Okay, now we have two callers on the line. Let's take the first. Jackie from Orlando.
Hey.
Jackie from Orlando.
Hey. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you? How's everybody?
It's good, good to hear from
hey,
you.
Hey, Jackie. Long
I
time.
Miss you.
I miss you too.
That's
I need
Jackie.
To call you sometime at work.
Yes, you do.
Everything going okay with you?
Everything is great with me.
Fantastic.
It was so good to see her yesterday at our luncheon.
So what did you have to say for yourself, Jackie?
Well, not much. I didn't know who was singing that song.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. But right now, we want to hear from you because you were online. So let's,
yeah.
What do you have to say?
Well, I just want to say I'm glad the show's back.
Well, I thank you.
I'm
glad you're calling in.
How is Lynn doing?
What?
How is Lynn?
Oh, she's coming along slowly but surely. She's coming along.
Bless so, Jackie, what do you think about mindset and about people that go through the denial and depression of vision loss, et cetera, et cetera?
I feel bad for them, but you know, I have been blind all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was born this way. My mom had congenital cataracts and her dad before her. So we've always had a vision problem in my family. I worked at, well, at that time it was called Fight. And, you know, I saw a lot of depression. But when the people left, I saw a completely different person.
You know, you are so
right,
Jackie. And
I think a lot
Jackie.
Of it had to do with the instructors they had.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because there were some wonderful instructors.
Well, Jackie.
They have to, you know, they have to talk to these students and let them know life is not over.
There is life after blindness.
Yes, it
is.
I want you to call. I want you to call back next show, Jackie. Keep on calling. Love to hear from you, and great to hear from you again.
Thank you for calling, Jackie.
Thank you for calling, Jackie.
It was good hearing from you.
Yes, it is.
Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You.
Bye.
Now we have on the line from Ohio, Shirley from Ohio.
Hey, girlfriend.
Shirley, you there?
Yeah, but I can barely hear you guys. I feel like I'm still on hold.
Okay. Shirley, no. Should I yell?
You're
should
not.
I yell
you're
louder?
There.
Can you hear me?
Kind of.
Well,
kind
you're
of.
In Ohio.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, okay.
You need to come back to Florida.
You're really way low in the background somewhere. Like I said, I feel like I'm still on hold and they haven't hit the button.
What do you have to say?
Can put
you
me live yet.
Can you hear
how
us
are you
now?
Doing tonight?
Okay. How you doing?
Okay. I understand you might be getting a little weather there. Are things okay so far?
You're right. We might get some weather. We might get some rain. Yes, you're right. Yes. So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking, and I'm glad that your wife's doing better, Michael.
Thank you.
I have a question and a comment, and you will have to bear with me because, like I said, the audio coming from your guys is extremely low, so
you're coming
I will
in loud and clear.
Do
you're
my best
loud
to respond. But
yep.
I had a question for Ginger, and I guess I'm just kind of curious because of your line of work. And if you don't want to answer this, obviously it's up to you, but I don't think you're really going to care too much. Are you sighted or are you visually impaired?
I have retinitis pigmentosa. So I'm
okay.
Getting down to the last stages of my remaining vision.
Okay,
yeah,
so you
vision.
Certainly
some
understand,
vision.
Of course, what a lot of the clientele are going through then.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you would think that that's a benefit to be an instructor who's going through it. I sometimes, you know, as an instructor, you have to remind yourself that it's not about me. But the
right.
Good news is that, you know, I have such a great, I guess I'm so very grateful that I get to live my mission every day because of the fact that, you know, I know that not every day is a great day as a visually impaired person.
Sure.
But I do know that every day is filled with hope.
Sure.
And there is so much value in having hope and having support. And,
right.
And it makes the world a difference. If you have a sense of hope, it gets you through the depression, gets
right.
you through the denial,
sure.
And you know so many of those other stages that people can go through because you know vision loss is a lot like a grieving process, and you know sometimes we find ourselves doing a little bit of bargaining too,
right,
and so. The very fascinating and wonderful story about being me as a visually impaired person who's also an instructor. I guess when I tell somebody, I understand how you feel. I don't know exactly how someone feels because all of us are unique individuals.
Sure, because you can't exactly put yourself in someone else's, you know, shoes or their you know, mental situation at that, you know, at the point they're at.
Exactly. So I don't know everything, but I do know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, even if I can't see it.
Right.
Well, Shirley, it was great for you to hear from you. I hope you keep
well,
on calling
I
in.
Did want to make one more quick comment, if I may.
Okay.
And it's kind of in relationship to what the last person said. She kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, you know, your panel is basically, of course, comprised of people who have lost vision as adults, although I know, of course, in Sheila's situation that she was visually impaired before. But it does definitely make a difference if you've never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as a person who's been totally blind all my life, I can't imagine, you know, for the people who have been sighted and who have driven before and who have done those kinds of things having to lose all that. On the other hand, you have concepts that some of us are never, ever, ever going to have, no matter how much it's explained to us. I'm never really going to understand color.
Right.
You know, I'm never going to understand how some things are laid out, no matter what, because I've never seen them, and it's just never really going to get into my brain, you know, to comprehend some of those things the way those of you do who have seen them before.
You know what?
So,
I'm going to have that.
That makes a big difference
what the people there are working with,
too, because I'm sure you have some people who come in who, as adults, maybe haven't had the training either they wanted to have or should have had, even if they have been blind all their lives. So, you know, there's a completely different perspective there to look at as well.
I agree, and you know what? In a few shows from now, we will discuss it, and we will have someone on the show that was born totally blind and discuss it, as you had just said, all the things that you are not used to, what you've never seen, and things like that. I think a lot of people would like to learn as well from a person who's been totally blind all their life.
Thank you, Shirley.
Yeah, thank you, Shirley.
Okay, very good, and you guys all have a good evening and stay safe.
And thanks for calling. Keep on calling.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Hey, Mike, we're going to go. You want to go back to another phone call right here from the Central Florida area? Sherry Brunn.
Sherry Brunn. Absolutely. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Ginger.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Sherry.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Good. You?
Awesome. I wanted to make a comment on this discussion. And I really believe that the whole dealing with blindness thing, whether you've been blind all your life or whether you've been fully sighted and lost your vision, no two people deal with it the same way, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work with, I used to volunteer at one of the lighthouses, actually the one down in Miami, because I had a friend who taught there many years ago. And I would talk to different people who were adjusting to vision loss. And some people were really, literally ready to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And some people said, like a woman I'll never forget, said she went to sleep one Sunday night, fully sighted, and woke up with a very bad headache and was totally blind. And she went in to see what was wrong. It was some kind of horrible infection that had attacked her eyes. And her vision was gone. And she was a librarian. And she said, I just decided right then and there I was going to pick up and go on with my life and get training, and I wasn't going to let it stop me. And there's a difference, you know, between the person that says, blindness is the end of the world, I'm just going to go kill myself, and the difference in that lady. And one of the things, I've been totally blind all my life, too, like Shirley was and or is, and when my mom found out when I was 3 months old that I wasn't ever going to see, she didn't panic, and she says she doesn't really remember grieving a lot. She said to the doctor, what should I do? How should I deal with this? And he said, treat her as much as you can like you would any of your normal sighted children.
You see,
it was the best advice she could have gotten.
She pushed you, right.
Because she had expectations for me.
Right.
She expected me to do housework. She expected me to learn to do things. And she didn't stop me when I wanted to learn to ride a two-wheel bike. As a totally blind person, I did it. When I wanted to learn to roller skate, I did it. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying the expectations of others is what pulls you down. And the expectations that you have of yourself is what pulls you down.
And some parents, parents enable their children.
Correct.
Whether they're sighted or blind.
And I
that's for sure.
And I wanted to just show you something. You just heard from Sherry from Orlando. You just heard from Shirley from Ohio. Both people basically born from birth blind.
And Jackie.
And Jackie from also Orlando. So there are three people in a row that are totally blind, different mindset, but all three of them are getting around, doing something with their life. Are we going to break? Sherry, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherry.
Can I have one more thing?
Well, hang on.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to come.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Okay, so who's singing that song?
Do I count if I tell you, Mike?
No. This is you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Miss Sherry Braun from Orlando, Florida. Sherry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what did you want to tell
us? Okay, two more quick comments. One thing that concerned me that you said, Michael, earlier is you made the statement, Sheila, you can do so many more things that I can't do.
Right.
It's not that you can't. It's that you choose not to do
correct.
It. If we
That's
can't
correct.
Do something...
Yay,
it's not,
Sherry.
Yeah, it's that we choose not to do it.
Correct.
There are skills that I'm not very good at, and it's because I haven't gotten out there and learned how to do it. And that's the whole thing. It's not, Sherry, you can do so much more, or, oh, Sheila, it's... We choose to do different things.
Wait,
we
but my question is, listen to
and
those
that's
words.
The mindset.
Why?
That's
the mindset, right. Right, there's the mindset.
If we choose not to get skills and we choose not to do things, it's part of the negative mindset, and that's what I wanted to say. And then the other thing is I want to thank Ginger for hosting and Lighthouse Central Florida for hosting our National Federation of the Blind Central Florida meetings. They're on the third Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lighthouse Central Florida on the New Hampshire campus. And also, for those who may be in town the first week of July, the Rose and Shingle Creek Hotel is hosting the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. Thousands of people will be there, a huge exhibit hall of all kinds of technology, lots of interesting seminars and things to learn. So I hope those of you who are in town that week will stop by and check out the convention.
Well, thank you so much for calling in,
thank
Sherry.
You,
appreciate
Sherry.
It. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So
see,
going
that's
back
what I'm talking about right there, Mike.
What?
You see how determination. That's another word, determination, because just because you're down and out or you're at week's end, determination will push you through, because sometimes determination pushed me growing up. People say you're going to be just like your father. You're not going to be no good in this. And I said, okay, but me personally, I fed off of it because it was energy and fuel for me to be determined to be the best that I can be no matter what.
And it could have gone the other way.
And it could have.
Mm-hmm.
But I refused to
let it
happen.
So I'm talking right now to you, the person sitting on that couch. Why don't you go call up Lighthouse tomorrow? Call them up. Tell me you like to learn something that you don't know now, because I'm sure you don't know that much right now.
And if you don't live in the Central Florida area, we will definitely do the research and let you know what's available in your area.
There you go. So they'll help you find somebody who can help you as well if you're in Colorado or if you're in Philadelphia. So anyway, going back to the trivia, anybody know that song? Anybody want to call up? Because I'm going to tell you in a second the answer. So the phone number is 407-894-1680.
Go ahead, give us a call right now.
Yeah, we got two minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. And we'll let this play for a couple of seconds. I'm quite sure you know this one. Sheila, I'm
going
to sing it to you, Sheila.
Thank you, Chris.
That's my voice right there.
Okay. I love it.
Lynn picked out this song. She thought everybody would know this group. If you recognize this group, the voice of the sound, they have a special sound to their voice.
Back in the day, this was a skate mix for us.
You know what? I just thought of something. You know, do you realize most groups, pretty much all, about 99% of the groups out there, always have their own sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the group, you may not even know the song, but you know the sound of the group. Did you know that?
Well, I believe it.
Yeah, that's the truth. And that goes back to what we're talking about too, about anything else. What you want to do with your life, how you are. When I went blind, I was numb. That's it, numb. And a lot of my relatives said, I don't know how you do it. You know, because I was still the same person. But I changed. Yes, I did change. My buddy Nancy says, she says, I'm a better person since she's known me than I've turned when I became blind. Why? Because I guess you say this way. Nancy, if you listen, why don't you call up and discuss why I'm a nicer person since you met me?
You know, I'm glad I didn't know you before you lost your vision.
Nancy can tell you some things.
No, vision loss doesn't always make you a better person.
What made me a better person? I can smell the roses. I'm not.
It definitely changes your perspective, though.
Yep.
Listen, it's 8 o'clock. So
now we're going to break. Okay, we're going to the other side. Okay, we're going to the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.